Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 24th January 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia registered a slight increase in the latest COVID-19 log, with about 3,240 new COVID cases reported within the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, about 97.9% of the adult population have completed their vaccination as of yesterday. The Ministry of Health also recorded 9 new COVID-related deaths on the portal past midnight. Further details on the COVID situation, according to state, will be updated on the COVID Now portal. Dato' Sri Dr. Ahmad Zahid Hamidi earlier today has been ordered by the High Court to enter his defence on all 47 corruption charges involving millions of ringgit from charitable foundation Yayasan Akal Budi. The UMNO president said he has accepted the judge's decision and that his legal team will carry out his defence according to the legal system. Ahmad Zahid's defence has identified 20 potential witnesses from the 37 offered by the prosecution. PKR Communications Chief Fahmi Fadzil earlier today said that the decision on the wholesale network distribution of the 5G broadband spectrum is expected to be decided by the government as early as next week. Fahmi said under the condition that they obtain 5G services from Digital National Berhad, multiple sources also reveal that negotiations are underway for major telecommunication companies to undertake an unrelated broadband spectrum deal. On the international front, the organisers of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics have confirmed 72 COVID-19 cases among the 2,586 personnel for the Games brought into China this month. According to the Olympic Committee, none of the 171 athletes and team officials who have arrived in China so far tested positive. Meanwhile, Israel's health ministry says a fourth dose of the COVID-19 vaccine triples resistance to serious illness in people over the age of 60. The analysis is based on some 400,000 Israelis from that age group, which showed a significant increase of protection compared to those who receive only one booster. And Hong Kong authorities said one hamster returned to the authorities by pet owners had tested positive for COVID-19. Over 2,200 hamsters had been culled as the city struggled to contain an outbreak. While a handful of hamsters had already tested positive for the virus, this latest case is the first involving a hamster in the care of a pet owner that had tested positive.